great district. I know last time we talked was when you were here for the Ron Coleman invite, coach, but sounds like since then kids are playing well. You got a chance to host the B2 and you come through with a 3-19 and a chance to make it onto a state tournament. I'm sure your kids were going bonkers after winning that district.
Yeah, kids were excited. You know, we knew going into the year we had a really young team and we just needed reps. And it was really hard throughout the year to you know, remain patient. But our kids were really resilient and just stuck with it and kept it going all year. And they're playing their best golf at the end of the year of when you want to play your best golf. And so just super proud of how our guys have stuck with it and continue to improve and qualify for the state tournament. We're really excited to get out there and compete against one of the deepest fields, I think, in the history of Class B golf.
Coach, when the word came out, you know, to begin the season, new format and selecting the courses and the way it went this year, were you in favor of it? You kind of scratched your head going, why are they doing this? Or what'd you think of the new format when you first heard about it at the beginning of the season?
You know, I think that's a great question. You know, I was for it. We historically, our district in the past, geographically, you know, I think you look back, I know the last 3 years for sure, the state champion has come out of our district between Norris and ourselves in York. And so we had a couple, I think we had two or three teams last year I felt that were state tournament type teams in our district that didn't get a go. And so I like the idea of kind of spreading it out a little bit and making sure that your 12 best teams get there. And I think now you look at the state tournament this week and you're going to see that field is really deep, and that team, the teams there are all very capable of making some noise this week.
How about the districts around the state? You had a chance to look at a lot of those. Boy, a lot of low scores. I mean, you said just a little bit earlier, deepest field in Class B in a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I'm just excited to go see some really great golf. You know, I think you have Scott's Bluff, you know, being out there and being back again as a team all the way out to where, you know, Elkhorn to Pius to Norris. I mean, you just have tons of really, really good teams that could end up on Thursday raising the trophy as a team. And, you know, the individuals, you know, we happen to have one of the better individuals in the state on our team in Jackson Hens. And I'm just excited to go see all the other individuals that are competing out there as well amongst the team. And the state of Nebraska, when it comes to golf, has never been any better. And I'm just excited to go watch some good golf.
Jackson shoots a 65 on district day, coach. Is that a new high school record, that type of score in any home meet or district that you can think of?
I know it's the high, Jackson 65 in district is our school record. And so I know that he's broke it when he was a freshman. He shot 67 at districts. And then last year he broke his own record with the 66 at conference. And then this year at districts he shoots a 565. And so he's just a really good player. You know, he does it all the right way. He puts the time in. He treats people the right way, and I think, you know, it's finally coming to fruition for him to where he's playing his best golf at the end of May, and, you know, he's excited to go and see what he can do next week.
Since we last talked back in the McCook invite, I take it the Zach Alts, Colton Foreman, and Colin Kochwar, and even sophomore Eli Ehlers, they've come around, and their game has got a lot better over the course of the year, hasn't it?
Yes, definitely. You know, Zach played for us last year when we ended up in third place as a team. But, you know, he's still a sophomore, and the more reps that he got was better, and he's really coming on and playing some solid golf. We knew he was kind of that guy that could be in the 70s. In the last few weeks, he's really starting to get to that number. And then, you know, you mentioned those other three. Not one of those guys in Colin and Colton and Eli played any varsity golf for us last year, and we're just ecstatic where how they're playing right now. We knew they could do it, and we just knew we had to stay patient and keep continuing to give them reps, and just excited for them to finally get down to where they felt that they could play and make us a competitive team.
I take it you're going to try to get out there a day or so ahead of time for a practice round?
Yeah, we're going to head out to actually on Memorial Day, on Monday. We'll head out there, and we'll get a practice round in Monday afternoon, and then we'll do some practicing and do get another practice round on Tuesday and get ourselves ready to go and get in a good mindset to go and compete Wednesday and Thursday. And we're excited. You know, Scottsbluff Gearing, they always do a growing up from out west. You know, it always feels good to come back home, go out west, and they always treat us right, and they always do a great job of hosting. And we're just excited to get out there and have our kids experience a state tournament golf.
And, of course, Coach, we always look at that all-important weather forecast, and I see for middle of the week, Wednesday and Thursday, I look as of right now we're talking, it's 65 one day and 70 the next. Looks like a chance of rain maybe on that Wednesday. So, you know, who knows by the time we get there to Wednesday what it's going to be like. Temperature-wise, should be okay.
Yeah, we're hoping for good weather. You know, these kids, they've played in a lot worse this spring and a lot of the springs. I mean, that's just spring golf, you know. A lot of times they're teeing it up when it's 40 degrees with 20-mile-an-hour winds, you know, or whatever. And so if it's going to be in the 60s and 70s, I think the kids, we all got to play in it. And so I think the kids will be just fine. It's us coaches that probably aren't very tough anymore. So just hopefully the weather works out. And whatever it is, you know, we'll go. We can't control that. We'll just go and do what we can to play our best.